Blog Talk Radio.
Squeezing my volume.
Go trucking. Let's go trucking with the Schmidt.
That was from Idaho, Andy Draw.
So, you guys, we are live on Blog Talk Radio and TikTok. So, hi, Mad Max. If you guys want to actually talk to us tonight, you can call 516-387-1733. And when it answers the phone, press 1, and we'll actually take your call live on air tonight with us. Otherwise, you can just ask your questions, and we will answer them.
So it's been a long time since we've been on here. We used to do this every Monday. And
not on TikTok, though.
No, not on TikTok.
On Blog Talk.
And then we went in the People's Convoy, and took 8 months off at home. A lot has happened over the last year.
A lot.
I lived to make it this far.
So, yeah, we used to do a radio show every Monday night, and we would talk about current trucking issues, what was going on in the trucking business industry, and in our trucking world. We would tell where we would go, what we hauled. Hey, Greg, who else is on there? Yeah, so a couple years we did that on Monday nights, and so we thought we'll do this again tonight on Monday night.
Just for the heck of it. So a lot has happened since the first of the year. New Congress. And
can't see you.
That's okay, I'm reading.
Are all caps easier? Maybe. Because they're so far away from the phone to read it.
I don't know where to start.
Look at the camera. If you can't see your face, they can't see you.
But they can hear my voice. It's kind of like Darth Vader. Like, I can't think of his name right now. I'm drawing a blank.
Darth Vader?
Yeah.
Luke, I'm your father?
Yeah.
That guy?
Yeah.
That's Darth Vader.
It's the black guy. James Earl Jones. Yes. Do you hear me? So I don't know where to go. I would just jump into stuff, but you got to go backwards. So I'll let
you
know.
I don't got to go backwards. I just don't want to spend the whole time talking about TDL.
We won't. Let's start at the latest news.
What's the latest news?
Louis got off his couch and went to D.C.
Maybe they don't know who Louis is.
Oh.
Can you address this new slow roll in Dallas and what it's going to accomplish? Good topic, Max. That's a good one. Lots of people are saying 49 days, 48 days, I don't know, slow roll. They're going to slow roll somewhere around Dallas. They won't put that info out yet. We've done slow rolls.
Done many slow rolls.
Well, I remember one in Missouri. That was fun.
Yeah. They don't accomplish a whole lot of anything. You actually are a nuisance to traffic, and you could potentially cause crashes because people flying at 75 and 80 mile an hour coming up to you doing 40, 35, whatever you want to do. If you're going to do a slow roll, what is your reason behind it?
They're saying broker transparency.
We did that already. It was May Day, 2020.
That wasn't a slow roll, though.
No, we sat on Constitution Avenue for 3 days, but they were there for 3 weeks. 3 weeks. And that accomplished Mike Landis and CJ going into the White House to meet with, help me out.
Mark Meadows.
Yeah, Mark Meadows. And all the information was given to the Department of Justice.
They did start an investigation.
They did start an investigation, but elections have consequences. With a new president, you get a new Department of Justice, and everything that was done or accomplished from May Day was thrown out.
You don't get a new Department of Justice. You get new priorities.
New priorities. New
and broker transparency was not. But see, the thing that most people don't understand is broker transparency is already a law on the books.
It is. Hand me my book. I'll even pull it up.
Which one do you want? You got three of them there.
I want to say it's 371.
I think it is 371. Dallas is always a slow roll. Yes. Do you think that the current administration we will get anywhere? Yes. Depending upon what you want to get.
371.3.
That is the broker transparency.
Records to be kept by brokers.
371.3.
Yep.
So let's explain that.
In that article, it says the amount of freight charges collected by the broker and a date of payment to the carrier. All of these things are on record that the brokers are supposed to keep track of. OIDA had a bill. At one time, they were trying to push.
Change the rules.
To change the rules that they wanted that to get added when the driver took the load, delivered the load. I think it was within 24 hours after it was delivered. I don't remember.
Well, right now, you are legally allowed to ask the broker for those documents. So many of these drivers want governments to do their bidding for them, and they don't know how to run. True.
Do I really think the current administration will go way too fast?
I read that one, right? Do you think we'll get anywhere with the current administration?
No, not as far as that.
Some things we will be able to.
Some things we will, but as far as them pulling anything back up to the DOJ, what was already there, that won't happen. We have to start over with Congress and Senate this time. But there's already a rule on the books. It's 371.3. And just so some people don't clarify me, it is 371.3.
Yeah, I know where you're going with that one.
Yeah.
So you can ask for the documents. And what will happen if you ask the broker?
If you ask the broker for the documents of what it actually pays, they will deny it or they will blackball you. Or when you sign rate cons with brokers, it's already worded in the language so that they don't have to give it to you and you give up your rights.
You waive your rights. Or because they say you can come to our location at 6 a.m. on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
And you can come and see them. I will show you them. when they know damn well you can't get there at that time.
So that was already done. And it's funny how people bring up things that were already tried, which is, I guess, somewhat to say over everything that's ever been done in the industry since 2017. That's when we started getting involved in protesting. A lot of people never heard of anything that happened. You had USDA, you had UDA, you had
UTA.
Yeah, UTA. Monday Information.
ELD or Me.
ELD or Me.
Black Smoke
Matters.
Black Matters.
Black and Blue. A lot of people don't know anything about any of them groups. So it's a share problem. People spreading the word. Spreading the word. That.
What about Stop the Tires? You forgot that one.
Stop the Tires is another one. It seems like any group that tries to protest, nothing gets traction past a few thousand people.
Is there a way around brokers canceling a load while you're waiting to get loaded at pickup? Depends on what your rate con says.
Yeah. You know, just because you get a rate con from a broker doesn't mean you have to agree to everything on that rate con. You have every legal right to add a sentence or scratch something out.
Before it's signed.
Before it's signed and send it back.
But that's usually the carrier's problem, because carrier gets the rate con, not a driver.
Even owner-ops that don't know that they can do that.
They have to have their own authority.
Right.
He's asking a different question, though. Is there a way around brokers canceling loads?
Yeah, not that I know of.
But you can go back after them for truck order not
Try to. Try to.
Well, they broke the rate con at that point. If
yeah.
you're there, you've done everything.
Yeah.
I would file against their insurance in that case.
Yeah, file. They're bonded, supposedly. File against them.
Okay, what else we got here? The only thing, Greg had said earlier that don't tell cheap freight.
Yeah.
The only thing I would like the government to get involved in is not implementing the speed limit.
You want the government not to get involved in that? Then you have to be involved in trying to stop it. They're going to come out at Matt's and say what their plan is. And in June, it's supposed to be, see, they already did it ANPRM, so now it's a notice of proposed rule. And then you can make your comments.
GPS Jake, no, it will be truck ordered, not used usually. Hi, guys. Do you know who Winnie is?
No.
See, always broke. I'm a firm believer on big associations only looking after their customers, not the industry itself. So what's the plan to get the rates back up?
Stop hauling cheap stuff.
Wendy. It's Wendy. I didn't know if you wanted that in public. I knew who you were.
Stop hauling cheap freight. Say no.
Actually, we do have a plan.
To get rates up?
It's been worked on. It's being worked on.
Oh, okay.
And it won't work across the board.
Fill me in.
I can't right now.
It's worked on so well, I don't even know what it is.
It's something, how do I tell you this? Without telling them.
Write it down.
I can't. I don't know what it's called because I would go like this and
okay.
speak. Anyways, let's see. Let me clarify. I don't want the government involved in brokerage, and this other we have to have them. What are you doing?
I was going
to
let her out.
Oh, well, she's growling at you. What other way? I just can't stop. No, but... CDLDU is working on some stuff in the background that I can't talk about, and it won't get all the freight rates up, but it will teach you how shall I say this? It'll teach you what the rates should be paying. Let's put it that way.
Who is that? The trucker guy?
Yeah.
Where do you run? Do you run a normal lane? Obviously, you book your own loads. find the highest paying load, take it wherever it goes. Just keep chasing the highest paying load, or you got to be home every weekend.
Hear about listening while I'm shower. We're in the shower with Lynette. How funny is that? He runs everywhere.
Highest paying load, go from there. I don't know what you pull. That's what we've always done when we've run off boards or done anything like that. We've taken highest paying load. I didn't care where it went, as long as it wasn't the Bronx or New York. And we just went. And you deal with the coming out of there, the next highest paying load, wherever it went.
Doesn't Jack have a system that provides the average on a lane? Yes.
They do. And I've never agreed with what they consider average everywhere. If drivers could get in their head, average mile for freight should pay whatever average fuel cost is right now in that lane. And that, I'm not talking RGN, I'm not talking oversized, I'm not talking bull racks. I am talking van freight or just generic flatbed freight, throw it on and go. Whatever the fuel cost average is, that should be rate per mile. If it was that way throughout the country, nobody would be broke. Trucks would be able to be fixed. You wouldn't be driving crap down the road. We've just got to get that mentality to everybody around the country.
Max, I'm going to do a TikTok comparing broker transparency to buying a car. Loads are not paying and brokers not willing to go up. I haul flatbed. So
actually, I would go against the grain on that one because we did heavy haul and step, stretch, and everything else. But some of the highest paying loads I got from a broker was actually C.H. Robbins.
On flatbed?
Yeah.
Step deck?
Step deck. And that's not to say that they're the cheap ones, but I know C.H. Robbins works on a tier system. The more you haul for them, the better you get variety of load options. It's something to look at because if you're in an area where they need you, you can name your price.
A lot of big brokers' house has a list. If you take cheap freight from them, you will be on cheap list.
Yeah.
The drivers created this issue by taking whatever they had to. Exactly. When he was on the road and I was dispatching, I got in the habit of never accepting what was right there, what they were offering. I always wanted more. And the worst they can do is say no, and you always have the right to hang up the phone. So, yeah, I think 99% of the loads that we got from brokers direct, we got more than it said on the load board.
Always. The other thing is do LTLs.
There you go.
You can do LTLs. You can get big money on LTLs. You start putting stuff together.
Schnelly 82. If only people realized how many times the items in their house were moved. I was a truck driver for 15 years. So let's switch topics for a second.
Good.
We got a cool box from Amazon today.
Yeah.
What was in there? Oh,
nothing
here? It's not even here now, is it?
I put it away.
Well, you should have left it out. We got a light ring. Here.
It's over there.
Let's see if it makes a difference.
It's right here.
Flip the light, see if it makes a difference. Does it make a difference? Oh, my hair's yucky. There.
Went off.
Okay, that's fine. It's fine off. No. We got some, a little mini light ring that you put on your phone, and we got two Bluetooth.
It's right there. It's the box.
We got two Bluetooth microphones that hook to your phone so we can actually interview drivers like that truck cooler guy.
No.
We can hold the microphone up to their mouth. The little selfie light ring. And this is my favorite thing that came in the box. Oh, I got a headset too. A new headset. This is my favorite thing. Has anybody read this book? If you have read this book, please tell me. Okay. Me and my wife are team drivers. Thanks. What do you guys suggest for small business to look when it comes to broker transparency? I don't want to get off broker stuff. I guess we're back on it.
Buy one of these. Big ones. Not this. This. And the reason I say not this, small one, is because there is 200 plus pages in the bigger one that's not in this. And just start reading it.
Supply and demand, not free, not max. Staying away from cheap, right? Always. Know your bottom line. Know what your costs are to run. Okay, have to run and get ready for my run. Dear Vista Douglas Stafford. Be safe, Uncle Max. What else? Are we still on broker? Or are we changing?
Get what you can get out of them. If you got to sign a contract with the broker, read the contract. Scratch out the part that says they don't have to show you anything before you send it back in the carrier packet. Add that they must show you. Send it back. See where it gets you.
Blacklisted?
A lot of times they don't even read it. They just sign it and send it to you. So before you sign it, scratch off what they've got, write in what you want, send it back.
So here's my big secret that I suggest they do.
What?
Join CDL.
Go for it. I got to get more coffee. Talk away.
Okay, so have you guys seen the Overdrive article on four of us truck drivers went to Washington, D.C.? Yes, no, maybe so.
Probably. Some have. I know they have.
So we went to D.C. with this organization right there, CDL Drivers Unlimited. And what that is, it's been in the works for 3 years. Let's start at the beginning. We got a call from a couple of guys that were trying to create a better organization that we don't even have yet. I mean, as of 3 months ago, we didn't have an organization like this. Now we do.
Yep. It's taken a while to get all the steps in place. This organization, the head guys went around and contacted everybody that has been involved in truck advocacy since 17 that they were told to call. It didn't matter who it was, they were told to call them. And what these guys wanted to do is something that we've always said. All these drivers should just get together, whether they agree with it or one another or not, and work under one umbrella to try to solve some of these issues. So, 3 years later, they're here. What are you trying to do?
Speakerphone.
What on speaker?
It is on speaker. Okay, I just want to make sure this person can hear us.
Oh. And what was I at? 3 years later, they're ready. We went to D.C. a week ago, a week and a half ago. And
January 31st.
Remember all the people we met with while we were there. The appointments were set up 3 weeks ago to a month. Well, no, it'd be 3 weeks. And it took up until we were actually driving in Virginia, where we still were trying to make sure the clarification on certain times were right. You can explain a little more if you want.
We had 13 meetings set up. Our schedule was packed, jam-packed. Between traveling from the house, traveling from building to building to building, if you've ever been in D.C., the representatives are in two buildings and the senators are in three buildings. And because this was a broad, just announcing our organization, we, that's a good question. Anyway, since it was such a broad meeting, we just scheduled with anybody that would listen to us, with a few exceptions that we really wanted to see.
FMCSA was one of them. And what were we asking for? We weren't asking for them to fix anything. What I told them was that we are the largest stakeholders in this industry. ATA can shut down. ATA represents 37,000 carriers. And I know some of them are owner-operators, because if you belong to a state trucking organization, you are part of the ATA.
Wisconsin Motor Carriers is an example in our state.
But we told them you can have multiple companies shut down under ATA. It doesn't matter. You can have restaurants shut down. It doesn't matter. If you have truck drivers shut down, everything stops. We are the largest stakeholders in the industry, and we are going to be taken serious forward from this point on. Meaning, when they come out with proposals and they say, well, we met with our stakeholders and this is what they agree, you always see ATA and certain carrier names and this and that on there. Very rarely do you see drivers on there anywhere. So that was said to them, and it was said to everybody we met with. That is one thing that was said to everybody we met with, to emphasize that point. We told them, because multiple people asked what our issues are, we told them we weren't here with any issues. We were here to offer solutions and to be able to give you a viewpoint from drivers, which you normally don't have. And we want them to think about things when they try to submit bills or legislation forward. You can call ATA, you can call OIDA, or reach out to us so you can get our viewpoint also.
And to establish a relationship with them so that we can work with them on things that they do in the future. And when we get our solutions,
this is what we want you to push. One of the things we did show them was...
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out to the truck, and I'm going to get our book.
Don't you dare smoke on the way out there. You run out and get that.
Keep them entertained.
So, what do you want to know about Lisa?
You're funny.
I thought you were going to run out that quick.
I am going to run out there.
Anything you want to know. She's gone. Hurry up and ask me before she gets back. I don't think I can tell you about that. She's still here. So, no, that is the one point that I did emphasize, was that we need to be taken seriously. They need to reach out to us when they have questions pertaining things they're going to do. We did get asked a couple questions from some senators and Congress on some bills that they're proposing. We need to give them a viewpoint from driver's side, and we do have a gentleman working on that that deals with exactly what they're trying to propose. And when I told them that we would get them that, they were ecstatic. So again, joining with other groups to get things done. It depends what it is. I belong to OIDA as a lifetime member, and the reason I belong to OIDA as a lifetime member is so I can walk in the front door and say, what have you done for me lately? Everybody should belong to every group, but at the same time, what is that going to get you if I belong to OIDA? It doesn't give me a spot anywhere to bitch about anything other than walking in the front door. CDLDU, any driver can join. Any driver wants to try to complain about something, you can join onto a committee and try to figure out how to solve that issue and take it to the council. And if the council all agrees with how you want to handle it, we'll handle it. If that be run to Texas, California, Arizona, Washington, D.C., wherever the issue needs to be handled, then that's what gets done. But I don't know, other than this, what I would be able to do. Did you smoke?
Not me.
You did puff, didn't you?
We're in the house, guys, and we don't smoke in our house. So this is going to be a long time. So I'm going to show you.
Join another group. Oh,
what's going on here? Wait, come on. That's it. We're up. Go up. Scroll up. Were you guys asking them for? Yeah, we saw that.
That's when I said, what do you want to know?
Are you guys joining with other groups to get things done? If they will work with us, they can approach us. So I wanted to show you guys. Can you see this cover? This is our presentation folder that we took to everybody in D.C. I love this, so I'll explain the folder to them while you're gone. If you look down here, the first thing we do is identify issues. The second thing we do is we do research and analysis on those issues. And then if you follow up here, we, what does that one say? Common sense solutions. We don't go to Congress just whining and bitching and moaning and wanting them to fix it. We, drivers, all of us, you, anybody that joins on those committees she was talking about, come up with a solution. And then up here, we campaign whatever that solution is. Like she said, we'll go wherever that solution goes to. And I got to say something more about that right now. We told all the federal government people that we met with, not all of our issues will we be bringing to you in D.C. Some issues we will take to the state, and some issues we will do internally within our industry. So then after we campaign on them, we affect the change, and we have healthier, happier drivers. And if you notice right here, we welcome all CDL holders, whether you drive a bus, whether you're home every night with a dump truck, or whether you're over the road. All CDL holders are welcome. So I'm going to open the folder, show you guys what was in here. This is what we presented everywhere we went in D.C. So this is a paper right there. Can you see that? It says, we are back and organized with solutions. We met with Ted Cruz, January 17th, 2018. Ray Martinez told us get organized. And we did that. It's taken us time to complete our plans, but now we will create solutions and become recognized as stakeholders in improving all aspects of the supply chain. Without safety-minded, continuously trained, and fairly compensated drivers, there is no supply chain. We view the professional CDL driver as the quarterback of the delivery team. You guys agree with that?
So one of the charts we took into FMCSA, actually everybody got it, but this people need to see. It shows a crash data from just 2020. There was 35,766, which was all vehicles.
Fatalities.
Of
right.
them. Like,
right. Fatalities or crashes?
That's crashes.
Okay.
Of them, 4,444 were large trucks. And according to FMCSA, large trucks is class 3 through 8. 2,890 were combination trucks, truck trailer. Of them, 272 were at fault. That's not even 1%. And when I handed this to Larry Miner, he was just looking at it, and he had the look on his face like, where did you get this information? I said, this is your information.
Who's Larry Miner?
Larry Miner's the third one down from Robin Hutchins at the FMCSA. This is their information. We just broke it down by class of vehicle. And when you give that to Congress people or senators and they hear that, and then you follow it up by saying, we're not even 1%. Why are all these regulations coming down on us? You know, not even 1% is really good for the amount of vehicles and everything on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You going to talk about this one?
You can talk about that one.
Okay. Here's another chart I'm going to show you. I don't know if you can see it. I'll explain it now, but I'll let you take a look at it. Y'all notice right here and right here. So this is combination truck crash analysis from 2000 to 2020. These are things that you get by joining our organization. So down where that little went down. It's 2008 through 2010. Right here. There were less vehicles on the road right here. And do you see a sharp incline? 2009. The sharp incline of crashes went up. Why did they go up? What's your guess? Did somebody take a guess? Why did the crashes go up in 2009? We need more competent drivers and fewer drivers. I'm glad you guys got organized since DOT head has been replaced more than my tires. This is what happened in 2009. Texting, smartphones, FMCSA can't do anything about that. They can make all the regulations they want, and it's not going to change things.
This graph also shows on the other side fatalities. From 2000 to 2020, went from 3,466 in 2000 to 2,890 in 2020. It's gone down, but in 2000, it was one fatal crash for every 605 combination trucks. In 2020, it was one fatal crash for every 1,000. That's actually a lot less, because you've almost doubled the amount of trucks on the highway.
So we are much safer.
They're just graphs we took into the FMCSA. And when you hand it to them and explain it to them, they look at you like a lost puppy dog or a deer in the headlights. It's their information. They just never had it broke down.
Out-of-country drivers. That's another reason, too, Lynette. NAFTA and flip-flops were a direct correlation to crashes. So this is another paper that we showed them. This is a driver's Declaration of Independence. We did a previous TikTok on it if you guys want to go back through our videos.
That just talked about
that. That talked about the icons that I showed you at the beginning. And this one here. This one here. It's another chart that we got. 97% of interstate carriers are small business owners. 52.77% of power units are owned by small business. There is no supply chain without small business. Were you going to say something? You breathed in.
85% of all the freight hauled in this country is hauled by small businesses. The mega carriers only haul 15% of the freight in the country. People just need to understand where we're at. Because it's not that the mega carriers haul everything. The mega carriers only haul 15%.
This brochure, if you have seen this brochure, it's because one of our friends has given it to you. This was in all the folders to DC.
I'd like to see the stats on out-of-country drivers and crashes.
Yeah, that would be a good thing. So I'm going to tell you guys, if you want to actually call... Plug in the phone. Technical difficulties. Let's see. Why are the rates in the dumpster? Because people take them. Interesting on mega carriers. Didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, if you want to actually talk to us, the number to dial is 516-387-1733. I'll say it again real slow. 516-387-1733. 1733. And if you want to ask a question, push 1 and we'll know that you're in the queue. Now he's running to get another cord. We've got so many things. In our new box today, we got all these lights and microphones and headsets, and they're all being charged in every cord we can possibly use in this house.
This is short.
There's one in the bedroom. There's one in the bedroom. What did you unplug? The light? Can you just take it out of the light here?
It's two different things here.
Okay. Plug it in.
Other side. Other end.
All right. All right. There we go. All right. Plugged in. There we go. So what else we got here? Jiffy Checker. I think because of the out-of-country drivers are accepting it. Canadian guy told me he likes neutral on Wyoming downhill because you can go 90. What is that called?
Mexican overdrive.
Yeah. Apparently it's Canadian overdrive too. What else? Okay.
I gotta write down what she said. She wants stats on what? Foreign crashes?
Out of country drivers and crashes. We actually have someone working on something similar to that. He is riding, as you can see.
Out of country drivers.
And crashes.
Okay.
That guy that we talked to the one day.
Yep.
Do you remember?
Yep.
Okay. So, how do we work together to fix this industry? This brochure. If you haven't seen it, I'm going to read it to you. What if trucks stop moving? We're not about trucks. We're about drivers. What happens if the driver shortage increases? The driver shortage.
Oh, yes. Getting back to the driver shortage.
We know. I'm going to finish this.
Okay.
Then you can talk about it.
All right. I'm going to walk over here.
It's in this book.
No, I'm walking over here.
What are you walking over there for? I'm going to sit and see. We're skipping dinner here tonight. Grocery stores face basic food shortages. Hospitals, nursing homes run out of basic supplies. Service stations run out of fuel. Major fat manufacturing shuts down within 3 days. And it goes on from there. So.
We're not skipping dinner. We're just delaying.
We have a grassroots part of this organization called CDL Drivers and Friends. You don't have to have a CDL to be in this group. We need everybody we can to get in this group. And the website to go there is cdldf.org. Anybody need me to repeat that? Okay. So if you go to that webpage and you sign up, I'll go through the process with you. You give me your name, address, phone number. They send you an email. You respond back to the email, set up a password that verifies your email so there's no spammers. In this organization is the public and drivers together. We're all going to work together on things for the industry.
In there, it asks that you're over 18 to be in there. And it says you have to click the box to receive emails, text, or phone calls. The reason behind that is we're the saviors since COVID. And everybody's always said, how can I help you? How can we help you? This is linked to your address to a representative in your state. In state and D.C. So if there's an issue, speed limiters, we come up with a proposal, say, to stop it. Okay, and it will send you a text that says, if you agree, hit send now. So whatever we come up with for a solution, you hit send now and it'll automatically send a response to your rep, federally or state. And that's why it asks for your...
So we won't be bugging you to call your representatives. We won't, because we don't need you to. All we need you to do is click send now. You don't have to research to find out who it is. You don't have to call any special numbers. You don't have to look up the number for your rep. All you have to do is click send now.
And it'll automatically send. If you don't agree, don't send it. So that's why on there it asks for your allowed to accept text, yada, yada, yada.
Okay. Do we talk about this one yet? Or you want to talk about your driver shortage? Or your... Shortage, yes.
Driver shortage. They say there's a driver shortage at the T&I committee last week. They said there's 78,000 drivers shortage.
There we go.
This paper right here is a list of all the states in the country.
Except 19.
We are missing 19. We are at 6,028,516 active CDL holders in 31 states, we're missing 19. depends who's president, whether they have 51 or 54 states.
57.
Or 57.
One president said.
So, I was always thought it was 50. But
me too. 50 stars on the flag.
Right. So, the driver shortage is a myth. 19 states missing, we're at 6 million. We're assuming we could get a 19 states back. We'll be probably, I would say 7.5 would be my guess.
That's part of it, Lynette. There is more to it, though.
Driver shortage because they're pushing the driverless. Yeah. Yeah, but the problem with the whole scenario of driverless trucks is they won't work unless all vehicles are linked together through connectivity, which is Chris Spears' favorite word. We could have a drinking game with him. The computer does not have a clue what I'm going to do, or the guy next to me, or the guy in front of me, or the guy behind me. But we as drivers and experience out here can guess what somebody's going to do just by the way they're driving. Computer doesn't know. The other thing the computer doesn't know is the computer doesn't know how to kill itself. So you can't train the computer to kill itself unless you kill it. So that is why if there's a school bus full of kids, I'm assuming the technology is getting better and better. But who was it out of Arizona?
Too Simple.
Too Simple. Their computer could only read a box. And I gave them the scenario of a school bus, a semi, a car broke down, and somebody on the shoulder. What would the autonomous truck do if everything stopped in a hurry? And it said it would hit the box because it doesn't distinguish between a box truck or a school bus. It just has a box. What'd you look at me like?
You have to work on that a little bit because you said a school bus, a semi.
Yeah. They get the gist of it.
So they don't realize that a school bus is literally a package of our children. They think it's an empty box, and that's where the autonomous truck would go.
And because they won't kill themselves, it won't veer off to the ditch. They have to make it kill itself. So
there's a lot of learning the autonomous trucks have to do. And as of right now, they're using – you can't learn on – AI, if anybody knows how that works, you cannot learn how to do something unless you do it. So you can't learn how not to crash a semi until you crash it. And if you're that human guinea pig sitting behind the steering wheel and you're the one that gets to teach the truck how to crash, that means that you get to be its practice. My opinion alone, but I think training companies need to take accountability of drivers receiving CDL. They do now. So with the new entry-level driver training, ELDT, that went into effect in February of 2022, February 7th, the new training rules. If you go to get your CDL, your trainer literally has to sign his name and give you a certificate, and when you have to take that to your DMV to get your CDL. So if you crash in 3 years and four other people from your class all crash.
You can't say that. Four other people from the estate crash. They start looking to see who trained them. You can't say your class because it could be multiple classes.
From your school, from your class. But I said if they all crash.
They're just going to pull up names. If they start seeing us the same, then they're going to come after the trainer.
Right.
So
that is the one very good thing about the new training standards. But they still push them out like the puppy mills.
That is because there's money behind it.
Yeah. And this is where the driver shortage comes in. This is why the mega fleets are pushing a driver shortage. Because they want people to come and apply for them. Because especially the people that are on food stamps and are on welfare and veterans and what else? I think there was one more criteria. If they hire you, they get a $9,600 tax credit. Now, a tax credit is money right off your taxes.
But if you think about it, think about this scenario. I start up a trucking company. I get a grant from the government to hire people, to train them.
Tax credit.
We'll say it's $9,000.
$9,600.
And then I hire the driver, I put him through school, and then I charge him $5,000 to $9,000.
For the schooling.
And then once you're given the job, I apply for this other tax credit, another $9,000. So it could be anywhere from $20,000 to $30,000 I get for each person I push through the door. And if I take 10 a week, that's $300,000 a week the company can make on just putting drivers through the seat. And if you do this a month, that's $1,200,000. So why not keep pushing them through?
And what if they quit before they pay their training back?
Well, then they get a black mark on their credit report, and...
You still owe them the money.
Yes, they still owe them money.
But if you stay 2 years, then you don't owe them for training.
Right.
So they can make you do whatever they want for those 2 years.
Yep.
Because you can't quit.
But it doesn't matter if they keep drivers. And I actually am for drivers getting paid. We argue about this all the time. Not argue, but have discussions. I'm for company drivers. They want women in trucking. They want guys in trucking. They want kids in trucking. You need to be compensated for your time in a truck. When I leave the house, whenever I leave this house and I get in my truck, if I was an employee, I want to be paid from the time I leave until the time I get home, whether I'm sleeping or whether I'm driving down the road. I'm responsible for that truck. And drivers, company drivers and all, the minute they leave the yard until they get home, they're responsible for that truck. They should be paid all the time they're gone.
I'm not saying that I disagree with you. I'm saying that the court disagreed with you.
And if enough people started standing up and saying, no, I'm going to be paid, they'd have to start paying them.
The court said they don't have to pay you for 8 hours at night sleeping.
Then they're not responsible for the truck whatsoever.
Okay, I understand.
But if somebody hits that truck, all of a sudden they're responsible.
I'm just saying what the court said.
Yeah, courts are wrong.
Okay.
Can't have it both ways.
I agree on getting compensated 16 years later, so drivers should be paid a salary.
They should be. Some form of a salary. If they want women in trucking, they want all these people in trucking, you've got to make more money than what you could make working at Quick Trip. Quick Trip in Wisconsin's hiring at $18 to $20 an hour. You're in a truck. You went to schooling for your license. You're supposed to be the professional. You're supposed to jump through hoops and follow all these regulations. You should be paid for it. If that's $2,500 a week, so be it. Companies don't want to pay it. Well, you know what? Companies would have to start going after these shippers and everything that are holding their trucks up if the drivers were actually getting paid. The company owners don't care. Maggie, nobody cares.
Maggie's whining.
The company owners don't care how long you sit or come Friday night because they go home. So I'm a big proponent of big pay.
Okay, so drivers should be no longer exempted from the Fair Labor Standards.
It wouldn't matter. If you give them a salary of at least, you know everybody's going to be in the truck for 70 hours a week.
The salary does not exempt you. Normal people, when they're on a salary, not a trucker, normal people are on a salary, they still get overtime if they're over 40 hours.
Okay. I've never worked a salary job, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's the law.
Oh. Well, then, yeah, exempt from the Fair Labor Standard Act.
No longer exempt, because we're exempt now.
Yeah.
So we need to unexempt us.
The only problem with this whole thing is owner-operators, it doesn't affect us. This affects company drivers.
Mm-hmm. Employees.
So if we want to raise, we just make sure we get higher paying load.
Professional title should mean something.
I agree. I know that chain or train of thought, I know, pisses a lot of owner-operators off that have company drivers for me to say that, but I agree with it.
What, that they should be paid overtime?
They should be, and they should be paid from the time they leave until they get back. And the minute they bump a dock, company driver, or anybody, the minute that trailer hits the dock, you get paid for 1 hour immediately. And if it gets to an hour and a minute, you get paid for 2 hours. There's no free time. Nobody in an office is going to give anybody an hour.
That I agree.
So the minute my truck bumps a dock, I get paid for an hour time.
All right. So.
Now on to other things.
No, we can talk about whatever anybody talks about. Is that a hand raise? Oh, there's a hand raise. Okay, so we're going to take a call from the phone.
Yes.
I don't know who it is. We're going to put them on.
This is a short stack.
On the air.
How we doing?
Huh? Good. How are you?
Short stack. Oh, I'm doing good.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I was sitting here thinking, you're talking about driver's pay and all this kind of stuff. Let's look at dump truck drivers. Union dump truck drivers make average $30 to $5 an hour. Non-union guys make $20 to $25 an hour. Okay, so let's just call it a day and say 30. Just be even, $30 an hour. You work 70 hours a week, whether you log it or not. If you're on a 5-day week, you're going to get 70 hours in because most guys will work 14 hours, take their 10 off. That's $2,100 a week. Fair wage for a truck driver, $2,100 a week plus insurance, and you're looking at, $109,000 a year plus insurance, just to start. That's a fair wage for a driver.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should be.
And by doing that, and the other thing, look at UPS drivers. They make $38, anywhere from $32 to $38 an hour or more. I mean, you stop and look at what these guys are making running up down the road. It's a very lucrative money being made out here by these union shops. Why can't the non-unions pay just as well as the union shops do? And by doing that, what that would do is also help the owner-operators out because rates would have to go up to cover those labor costs. You wouldn't have these 40 and 50 cent a mile truck drivers out here not getting paid for stop pay and overnight sleep pay and all this stuff. I was talking to a driver the other day. He hauls for Walmart Dairy. He's not a Walmart driver, but he hauls out of the Walmart Dairy. He made $113,000 last year and was home every weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, and
we're another thing
week.
That would help prevent is dump truck drivers right now get paid by the load.
Some.
Many.
No, some. The Ammons were paid by the hour.
Okay. Well,
if you're getting paid percentage, you're getting paid by the load. On a percentage base, you're getting paid by the load if you're getting paid percentage.
Yeah,
but
everybody I worked with doing construction was hourly.
Okay. But the problem with the ones that are paid by load is when they're empty, they're hauling ass as fast as they can back to get another load, and that's when the crashes happen.
Yeah.
Exactly. We could make the road safer by paying guys by the hour, pay them a salary. We expect at least this much out of you to compensate this salary in a number of miles driven a week. But it also comes back down on dispatchers and load planners and your sales guys in your office doing their job to make sure them drivers aren't sitting around burning up your hours, burning up your money because the drivers ain't moving. And then you go back at the shippers, and you're not going to have them sitting in the dock. You're going to reduce this detention pay because these trucking companies are going to be screaming, going, I'm paying this guy $30 an hour to sit in your dock loaded, or I'm going to charge you $150 an hour. And that's going to lower detention time. And it's going to help everybody across the board, owner-operators included. Rates are going to come up. We're going to be received a lot better when we pull in and out of shippers and receivers. And it'll, in my opinion, too, when you pay somebody by the hour, they're going to move down the road at a slower pace. They're not going to be out here flat-footing it through construction zones because, oh, we got to earn every mile we can for the day. We only got 14 hours to do 11 hours of driving, and we got to make every minute of that drive time count. So we're going to fly through this construction zone at 65, 70 mile an hour because we can't slow down to 55.
Right. Right.
So, and all around, it makes it safer out here. It'll increase rates on freight for owner-operators and independents and stuff like that, and it'll help the company drivers have a better living, and you won't have companies like CR England and companies like that that rape and pillage new hires and their other drivers.
Right.
Right.
Thank you.
All right, I'm going to put you back on.
No problem.
Listen, thanks for calling. Okay.
You can set the phone down now.
Yeah, I can set the phone down. I just want to make sure. Did you guys hear that conversation okay? Must have. So let's go to the meat and potatoes.
Meat and potatoes? We are going to eat. Oh.
No, we're having salmon and rice for dinner.
Ah.
After this is over. You talked about the council.
Yes.
Did you?
A little bit, briefly.
Okay. When I was outside?
Yes. I said that any driver that has a complaint about anything in this or anything in this, which is CBSA.
I bet nobody else has ever seen that book before.
Probably not. If you have an issue with anything in trucking and you're on the CDL DU, you can join a committee and figure out how to solve your issue with other people that have the same issue.
That was what I was going to show them from this book.
What?
It's in here, right?
Yes.
Right here. Okay. So that cover that I showed you guys before, this one here, is the cover of our issues book. You see this? It says Issues Handbook. This is, we're going to update this. They think monthly, but I think yearly.
Yeah, they're high goals to do it monthly.
This is all our table of contents.
So far.
So far. And this here. Okay, so that's 2.5 pages of issues that we have
that just
identified.
Came in the top of the mind. And there's actually, let me see it, because I think there's one in there that I had a phone call with Greg about that I'm pretty sure is not in here.
Okay. Oh.
But go ahead.
So CDL Drivers Unlimited is literally an alliance of all truck drivers, small carriers, under 100 trucks. You can join our organization. And when you join, it's $15 a month. If you pay for a year at a time, it's $150, and you get 2 months free. Where does that $15 a month go? $5 of that goes to pay for the grassroots other side that we talked about with the send now button and the drivers and the public. $5 of that keeps that free for everybody. $10 of your $15 every month goes into an advocacy fund to fund lawyers, interns for research, any legal services we have, and drivers that are actually doing the advocacy instead of driving their truck and hauling loads, they're going to get paid back for their time.
So that means if you join a committee, and I will pick an issue out of the book, any issue as soon as when I see. I like autonomous trucks. So if you join a committee on autonomous trucks and you want to take your argument to your state, you will come up with a plan, take it to the council, the committee will, take it to the council, and you could go to your state with a council member or yourself. I don't know how it's all going to work out yet. Everything's in the works as to how many people would go. But the time you're at your state arguing your position or pushing your issue, you will get compensated for that time so that you can afford to go and do that. That's where the money comes in. All of the groups over all the years have fallen apart because they've ran out of money to try to keep things going. So, and, you know, you can't work and you can't do this at the same time. You have to have a balance. So for people to say that they can do this free and take donations, you won't last. It's been tried. It's been done.
So another thing that you get for your paid membership, and I'm going to share with you what's on this list right here. You can have, there's training accessible, there's job placement available if you should need to find another job. There's lifestyle services, physical, mental, financial, spiritual, self-learning, both in and out of the vehicle, knowledge, savings, and support. They will actually do a business call with you and help you get your bottom line on your profit and loss better. We have a driver community. We have an actual social media in the website, just like Facebook, where we can talk with, like, amongst each other. And that's where we're going to share all of our ideas. Fuel discounts, health insurance, teledoc, carrier insurance.
None of the things that they're offering, are they...
We're not providing them. They're all outside vendors.
They're all outside vendors. So that's why they need the numbers in the CDLDF and this, so that you can go back to Goodyear and say, we have X amount of thousands of members. We show up with a CDLDU card. We get a discount. We get mega fleet prices on whatever.
You didn't let me finish my list. The list goes on and on. Legal services, equipment purchase, maintenance discounts, factoring, dispatch services, licensing permits, technology tools, retirement planning, DOT compliance, pet insurance, pre-pass, and more.
And like I said, none of that is in-house. That is all outside services because they don't want to end up being known as an insurance salesman.
So for $15 a month, oh, there's also grocery and hotel and travel discounts. Power in numbers. Exactly, exactly. So for $15 a month, you well got your money's worth. I can tell you that. All right, so we covered. What else do we need to cover? We covered everything that was in our cool packet. So now you guys know, this was everything we took to DC and passed out to everyone. So now you've heard literally what we've told everyone while we were in D.C. We didn't go whining, and that's why this trip was so successful, because legislators and their aides are so used to drivers just going to the federal government, asking them to fix the issue, complaining about an issue, which we all have the same issues in this industry. But what they need is for us to come up with the solutions, and then we take them the solutions. All right, sign up for a bit. I need to play catch up here. Sign up. Okay, I don't know what that meant. Sign off. Oh, I had to sign off for a bit. We're back. You missed some. You can go back and listen to this tomorrow because we're on Blog Talk Radio. If you want to hear the whole entire broadcast, Blog Talk will have it on their website by tomorrow. So contact me and I'll get it to you. You're talking about, yeah, I was getting loaded, had to move for the dock. Yep, I understand.
We are going to be at MATS.
Definitely come and see us for MATS.
FMCSA
is going to be at MATS.
FMCSA is going to be at MATS. We're going to be there.
Oh. Here's the most exciting news. I can't believe you didn't talk about this yet. So I get to.
Go ahead.
If you sign up for CDL, Drivers Unlimited, between now and the 1st of April, and you sign up for one-year membership, meaning the $150 where you get 2 months free, you are automatically entered into a five-day, four-night, all-expenses-paid
trip for me.
Trip to the Caribbean. We're not eligible. I keep telling you that. We're not eligible. We're not going. You had your chance 21 years ago. You had your chance to go to the Caribbean.
Yeah, you promised. You want to go for fish?
You promised me.
Tomorrow's our anniversary.
Our wedding anniversary. 21 years.
Jesus.
21 years. Holy crap.
I know.
booth number. I don't know. I don't know.
We'll be
I'll find out.
Brilliant.
Yeah, right by the food.
Yeah, we're by the food.
Hey, they send me the web address in a message. Yeah, I did, I think. So exciting.
Happy
guys.
Anniversary. Thank you.
Like
I'm going to take her out for filet of fish.
Lynette wants to be like us.
No, you don't.
West End. Oh, okay. We're in the West End, whatever that means. She knows. I'll look up the booth number. Yeah, Mass is going to be fun. Mass is tiring because you work all day long, and then you party all night long, and then you try to get some sleep, and then you wake up and do it all again.
Find out the old guys outlast the young guys.
I remember one year we were there, and some of the people we were with woke up at the wrong hotel.
Yes. Anyhow,
good times.
It was fun.
For a follow-up on people we did meet with, it was good. Everybody we met us with open arms.
You're talking about D.C. again?
Yes.
And you're off camera.
Yeah, I
it's crazy
jump around.
I know, I know. Welcome to my life. I follow you, but they're not used to this crap.
Catch up. If they follow my voice, it's like James Earl Jones thing.
It's your ego thing.
No. They made me forget.
Good. Squirrel.
Everybody had questions of some sort, and we answered them. And the ones that we couldn't answer with a single answer, we did answer them with a short answer, but says we'll get back to you in a few weeks with a follow-up on that.
I'm going to go let the dog in.
And it wasn't that we couldn't answer. We just didn't have enough time.
I can still hear you.
I know you can still hear me. No smoking.
I'm just going right here.
I'm going to have to catch up on what you are guys doing.
Okay.
God, I can't see. I love to move
up. The comments are at the bottom. You don't have to scroll up so far.
What are you doing, Maggie? So, that's all I know. It was good. And like I said, we didn't go in complaining about anything. We went in and told them that we want to be involved in all the decision-making, or at least not decision-making, but at least give them our point of view from the driver's seat. And I do know that while we were in D.C., she's not here so I can say it now, somebody gave somebody at OIDA a phone call and says that damn Schmitz are in D.C., you got to go. So, shortly after we were there, somebody from another organization showed up in D.C.
How do you know they weren't there first? How do you know that?
He doesn't know when we got there. And
I don't have any clue who you're talking about.
I know. And we met with 20-plus people, and all of a sudden, strangely enough, they met with 20 people. So, if whatever we do kicks OIDA in the ass, good.
I'm going to have to catch up on what you guys are talking about. Yeah. Yeah, I missed a lot. We covered a lot.
That is.
Timothy Arlington. You know what else was on in D.C. when we were there? Transportation and Infrastructure Committee hearing.
Yes.
So we didn't get to go because we already had meetings both before we heard about this committee meeting.
Yes.
But next time we'll be at the committee meeting, either listening or testifying, one or the other.
Yes, that's a goal, one way or another.
We talked about the trip. See, we were supposed to write a list. I knew we would forget something. Talked about social media. What else did we forget?
Ron Stetson, we never talked about him.
In the social media, in Drivers Unlimited, cdldu.com. Is that in here?
I think it's in this one. Ron Stetson. If you can see that
up,
at all.
Up, up. That's so close. Back up. Okay. There you go.
He's founding member?
Founding council member.
No. Founding member of...
If you can read it right here.
Okay. I think he's... Did he help start that?
I don't know.
He's with Sovereign Roads. He's also joined up with us.
He's another council member.
Yes.
And his passion is training. So he is going to be the head of the training committee. And he's going to give us some...
Spit it off.
I can't think of the word.
You're not even on camera.
That's okay. They can still hear my voice. What are those? Trivia questions. That's it. He's going to give us some trivia questions every week in the CDL social media. Annotation. CDLBU, agree on topic. Oh. Topic is coach. Oh. Yeah, some of the topics we're going to get that we're going to... train on are from the FMCSA. Let's see what else. I'm sure you guys have seen my post. I'm trying to find the right organized group. Well, you need to go back and watch all of this because we gave every bit of our organization.
Or you can
reach out to us and we can have a phone call.
Stephen Myers is also Truckers for Christ.
Oh, that's another thing that's in our group. We have a driver crisis management, driver crisis management. That's what I'm trying to say. And what that is you will be able to reach a person 24 hours a day. And once the immediate need is resolved, we will have the ability to refer you to another outside source to get you further help, whether that be religious, therapy, money, business advice, anything that you need to help you get out of the situation that you're in, we will offer. And through outside sources, we will do with other vendors, whether it be local or state, or trucking organizations, that kind of thing. Let me see what else we got here. Is there any way we can get DC to make it a split with experienced drivers and them on a committee?
What committee?
I'm not understanding this. Are you talking about FMCSA? We have a driver committee under FMCSA as a subcommittee of NCSAC. Group is about doing things the right way professionally.
Yes.
Checking history. No, she's right. She wrote that. This is the best organized group out there. I will support 110%. Thank you, Lynette. Disrespected Trucker talked about that. No one else has come this far and put this much work into it. Who said that, Lynette? Yep. I'm back. You may resume your regularly scheduled program. Hi, friend. Southern Farm Girl is for drivers by drivers. Yes. We have had input over the last 3 years on how this runs. Now, we've offered council positions to people that have turned them down. Once you join up, you have the ability to join a committee or apply for a council position. We don't just let anybody on the council.
No.
They're screened very carefully, and the other council members have to approve. But the cool thing about it is, say there's someone that is on the council and you don't get along with them, which is fine. They're over here working on their stuff, and you're over here working on your stuff. You don't have to interact with them if you don't like them.
And not one single person... if some people feel that they don't get along with everybody, so that'll keep them from joining, because they feel one certain council member could do something. It doesn't work that way. It is the majority vote rule here. No single council member can do something on their own and block somebody from doing something without other ones knowing.
I'm back. Oh, did you get the booth number while you were gone?
Who's that?
You can't put baby in the corner.
Oh.
You know who that is?
Yeah.
Okay. That's who that is.
We're by the food.
Yeah, but he said he was going to go get the number while he was gone, and now he's back, so he should have the number.
So.
Okay, so I think we got, like, 7 minutes left.
Yeah, that sounds good. So anybody got any questions? Otherwise, in 6 minutes, we're going to be done so we can have a cigarette and make dinner.
Don't forget about the drawing.
7410.
Eight. Oh, yeah, next time you all do this, I should jump in a box. See, we're not really experienced with all this live stuff. We're used to Facebook Live.
So jump in the box now.
I don't know how to let her do that. We'll do it next time.
Okay.
We'll let her.
I just wanted to see her jump in a box.
That's not what that meant. See? See what I'm telling you? Where can I find this information again? What information? To listen to this again, Blog Talk Radio.
Tomorrow.
We were on the Blog Talk Network tonight, so it's all been recorded, and they will have the replay up tomorrow. So go to Blog Talk Radio, search out the Disrespected Trucker Talk Radio Show, and then look up Trucking with the Schmitz, and the episode will come up. And if you can't find it, get a hold of me, because I'll get you the episode. Guess what I'm wondering?
Yes.
Would let experience advise them on things. Yes. Yes. They do that.
Yep.
And that was funny, because I said that to Congress. So Senate has their members, and they have committees in the Senate, and they have committees in the House.
Yes.
And I said, so our organization is kind of like you in that we have our council, and we have our committees. Only difference is we do let our constituents join our committees.
Yes.
And they all kind of laughed at that.
Press red and blue.
Press the red and blue.
That's this little thing over here.
Oh. I will, but I want to be off in a few minutes so I can go eat dinner because I'm hungry. Yeah. Oh, host. Oh, okay. I see. Now I understand. We will do that, Lena. That's a good idea. Any other questions? Maybe we should do it on Mondays for a few weeks.
We'll see where we're at Monday.
It is different now with us traveling.
No.
Just unloading at midnight.
Just unloading this reefer stuff sucks.
Thank you for everything you're doing. You're saying that. Oh. Maple Creek. See, we need you to join committees, too. We need more people to do this.
It's we'll bring the right salt, too, just so you know.
Oh.
We'll have Martin salt.
Can't put baby. She's heading to Arizona. We're home until Thursday?
Thursday morning.
And then, yeah, we're bringing salt, aren't we?
We are bringing salt.
happy anniversary. Thank you, thanks, thank you. Yeah. We won't be on social media tomorrow night. Because it's our anniversary. We have, tell them why we were married on Valentine's Day.
So I don't have to remember how long we've been married. I just have to remember the day.
Yeah, but you don't even have to remember the day.
I know, because everybody helps me.
The whole world helps you.
I know.
Yes, thank you guys for all your hard work. Enjoy your anniversary and time at home. Thank you, thank you. I don't have anything else to tell them. Arizona. Okay. So, yeah, get a hold of me if you missed part of this, and we'll get you the link for tomorrow. So, all right, you guys, we're going to go now and have dinner. Thanks for joining. I got to push you in. Where is it?
I don't know.
I don't know where it is.
Up there in the corner?
This?
Yeah.
You look like it is. It's not working.
It didn't work either.
Uh-oh, we're still alive.
You figured that. How do you shut it off?
Broker transparency.
371.3.
Top right. There we go. Got it. Thank you, guys.